You're listening to Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this program. It's
morning, Waiheke. I've only just had my first cup of coffee, actually. My first sip of coffee. It's not quite right. I need a little bit more. But, welcome to the show, the Saturday Breakfast Show. How you doing, mate? You well?
Yes, here we are, all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
You know, I was just thinking about last week's show. You know, it was riddled with swine flu jokes.
It was.
Swine flu this week? Nowhere.
There is no flying swoo, is there?
It's all gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. It is no more.
So. Although I do have a little story that suggests that the Glastonbury Festival may well be cancelled because of flying swoo.
Is that what you're calling it?
I think I need to have some more coffee before we go on.
Yeah, we should have had at least a couple more promos, a couple more ads and a couple more songs before we came on.
But other than that, hey, Waiheke.
I hear it was all a bit rock and roll round at your place last night.
It certainly was at 2 o'clock this morning when, as a one, nine-year-old girls all woke up and decided to start running around the house
for a laugh. Rock and roll.
I had to use my stern parental voice.
Yes, I've heard that one. Okay, tracks coming up on the show today. We've got tracks from Little Boots, Lily Allen, the Easy Star All-Stars, a brand spanking new track from The Gossip, Badly Drawn Boy, LaRue, Jarvis Cocker, Kings of Leon, and Empire of the Sun remix.
I got a brand spanking new track from St. Etienne. What's The Gossip track? They released a new record at last.
They have, yeah.
Ooh, looking forward to hearing that.
New album coming up as well. So,
yeah, it's all good stuff. Lots of chatty bits, good tunes. Yeah, old mate Simon and Al.
We should be keeping you on your toes.
Indeed.
Right, I'm with the show, guys.
God's sake, play a record.
I don't have a lot of money, but we'll be fine. I'm fine. You know I've never met a man who's made me feel quite so secure. He's not like all them other boys. They're all so dumb and immature. There's just one thing that's getting in the way. When we go up to bed, you're just no good. It's such a shame. I look into your eyes. I want to get to know you. And then you make this noise. And it's apparent it's all over.
Lovely Lilia.
Isn't it?
I spent most of last night, I was trying to prepare for my show, and I spent most of last night watching Lily Allen videos. If it's a bit shonky today, that's the reason why. I guess we need to do the weather, don't we? Where's that weather jingle gone?
Weather.
Okay, the weather for today, Saturday, we've only got a maximum of 15 degrees today. Showers easing away. With a brisk southerlies.
Oh, I'll say it's a brisk southerlies. It's an ill wind and it ain't blowing no one no good.
Oh, it's a bit chilly. Sunday, we've got heavy showers, some thunder, fresh westerlies, and it's going to be raining on Monday and Tuesday. Oh, my God.
So it says.
Oh, my word. Okay, well, that's not ideal, but... it doesn't really matter. We've got some tunes for you.
Yes, it was my daughter's 9th birthday, Daisy, earlier this week, and she had a big sleepover party last night. Oh, God. eight little girls all playing SingStar all night. It was hard.
She'll be doing that when she's 43.
So anyway, Daisy, if you're listening, this is a song for you and your mates. This is Echo Belly and a track called Great Things. That was Echo Belly from 1995, 5 years before you were born, Daisy, when you were just a twinkle in my eye.
You weren't even a funny little feeling in your dad's underpants.
I hadn't even met your mum then. Anyway, Echo Belly, great things. That's for Daisy, whose birthday it was this week, and all of her mates who are still around our house, running around, getting up to God knows what. I'm so glad I'm down at the studio. I don't often say that on a Saturday morning.
What do you mean? You love it here.
I do eventually.
It won't, about 10 to 10.
Once the coffee's kicked in.
Exactly. Okay, what time is it now? It's 8:19 and time for...
This day in rock history. Oh, this week. Sorry, this week in rock history.
Yeah, we'll get there in the end. In 2004, on this week in rock history, Pete Doherty of rock band soap opera The Libertines enters rehab to treat his ongoing addiction.
Oh, really? Has he got an addiction?
Apparently, he has. And swine flu.
And swine flu. Hey, look, I said it properly. The coffee's kicked in.
Also in 2004, Chris Martin and his wife, Gwyneth Paltrow, become proud parents of a baby girl, Apple.
Indeed.
Indeed they do. And 2003, Noel Redding, best known for his stint as bass player of the Jimi Hendrix Experience, is found dead at home in Ireland of unknown causes. Do you know, I met him once. He was so miserable.
Yeah, you were saying. He didn't get paid, did he?
He got nothing. He got nothing. He was so miserable. So it doesn't surprise me that...
One of the greatest, most influential bass players of all time, and he got nothing.
He got nothing. 2003, jazz singer Diana Krall confirms her engagement to pop renaissance man Elvis Costello.
Who?
Diana Krall. She's big in America, apparently.
Is she?
Right. She is, yes. June Carter dies at Nashville Baptist Hospital of complications after heart surgery. Age 73. In 2003, we'll do that one later. In 2000, MP3 swapping website Napster bans 317,000 users from using their very popular file sharing site, it says here.
Bans people from using the software that they invented.
Exactly. The list is determined by Metallica.
Yeah.
So they wrote up the list. Bless them.
Metallica sent them a list and said, we don't want these people.
Yeah, they're obviously been downloading their song.
The Metallica album, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In 1998, recording artist, it says here, George Michael pleads no contest in Beverly Hills Municipal Court to committing a lewd act in a park restroom. We all know about that, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah.
He's only fined $810, which is nothing.
It's not for him, is it? No.
It's just nothing. And given 80 hours community service.
Cleaning toilets, I imagine.
And ordered to go to counselling, which clearly didn't have much of an effect on George.
Did it.
No. 1998, Frank Sinatra, the premier American pop stylist and chairman of the board to his legions of the fans, dies of a heart attack, aged 82.
He had a good innings.
He did all right. On this day, 1983, the Smiths released their first single, Hand in Glove.
Yeah, I remember rushing down to the record shops with my pocket money to buy that.
Did you get a Woolies again? You seem to get most of your singles from Woolworths, I've noticed. No cool record stores.
No, that was High Tension. I got the Smiths from High Tension. Grays Thurrock's premier record store.
In 1981, Frank Zappa was still alive, and he released 4 albums on one day. Tinseltown Rebellion, which was a double album, Shut Up and Play Your Guitar, Shut Up and Play Your Guitar Some More, and The Return of the Son of Shut Up and Play Your Guitar. And that's the only reason I mentioned that, because they were such fantastic titles. In 1981, Bob Marley dies of cancer in a Miami hospital, aged just 36.
Oh.
My God, I didn't realise he was so young. Here we go. 2001. Singer-songwriter Badly Drawn Boy storms off the stage in a Showbucks club in Seattle after engaging in an argument with concert attendees who were talking during his performance. Goff returns 5 minutes later, exchange a few expletives with the hecklers, and finishes the show and plays for a total of 3 hours. So I thought I'd play a Badly Drawn Boy track. Here's his first single, Once Around the Block. I do love that song. That's Badly Drawn Boy, Once Around the Block, from the Hour of the Bewilderbeast, released in 2001 and winner of the Mercury Music Award.
It was, wasn't it?
For that year. Yep, good track that. So you're on, mate.
I'm on, okay. Well, this is that track. I just played this last week. This is the new band from Naina Cherry of Buffalo Stance. Her new band's called Circus, and this is a track called Johnny Icon. And what if this being a Saturday breakfast show? I'll be playing the remix. This is the Mass Rally remix.
All right, good stuff. Okay, loads more coming up in the the first and second hour. We've got Martini coming up later. We're going to have a chat with him. You'll tune into the Saturday breakfast show.
I'm liking that record.
Yeah, excellent, excellent stuff. Okay, well, that's the first half an hour of the show. let's skip to a couple of promos, shall we? Let's do that, and we'll be back with the Easy Star All-Stars and the brand new single, much anticipated single from The Gossip.
You want to go on a cyber voyage around the planet? You want to see the coast of Africa, Latin America, Asia? Or do you want to go deep into the desert and learn where the blues came from? You want to know where the clubs are in Berlin and Paris? What they play? The gypsies rule the show. Then tune in to The Navigator on Waiki Radio every Sunday, 7 to 9, 107.4 and 88.3 on your dial.
Kia ora, Waiheke. Craving some funkalicious tracks with a bit of silliness in between? Then I've got the show for you. Every Saturday from 12 till 2, Waiheke Radio is taken over by Sojo's Mojo. There's a legendary gossip sandwich, mofo of the week, plus the weekly What's On Guide. Proudly brought to you by Waiheke Wine Centre, home of Waiheke Wines and a whole lot of good stuff. Wicked! Yeah!
Oh yeah, that will do very nicely. That's the Easy Star All Stars. A track called Karma Police.
You're listening to Simon and L.
Yeah, and this I've been looking forward to playing for the last 12 hours. This is a brand spanking new track from The Gossip. Brand new from them. This is Heavy Cross. Excellent. That's the brand spanking new single from The Gossip, track called Heavy Cross. More of the same, I think, from them. Slightly better produced, and expect a whole bunch of remixes coming soon, I think.
Well, yeah, and it's not often that you find someone slipping Nietzsche into a lyric.
Oh, you know, I didn't spot that.
Did you not?
I clearly wasn't listening intently.
There's old Beth Ditto. She's been reading her Nietzsche.
You wouldn't have thought she was the type, would you?
Wow.
Big shout! I'm going to shout that out to Sean and Gina. Gina went down to see Sean down in Wellington. They'll be tuned in down there. Probably got a huge hangover. Apparently, there's an earthquake there yesterday.
Is that right?
Do you think that happened just as Gina got there? Yeah, you know, dirty weekend in Wellington. I think that's what's going on down there.
That, okay. Oh, you mean the earth moved?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Okay, I think it's time for this.
And now it's time for this week's film review with Elodie Seren. Yes, that's his real name.
Excellent. And this week's film review is Monsters versus Aliens. A ragtag group of monsters are recruited by an American government to protect Earth against alien invaders in this DreamWorks animated family film. Featuring the voices of Seth Rogen, Will Arnett, Reese Witherspoon, Kiefer Sutherland, Rainn Wilson, and Hugh Laurie. So, Giza, what did you make of this movie?
Ah, right. Well, you see, I've actually gone to see this film. I took the kids to see this.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it's all right.
That's Roy Sarp coming single from them, Happy Up Here. And that's time for a new feature of the week. This is Tweets of the Week. it was kind of lying, really, because there's a bit of Facebook news in there as well. Steve Whitehouse, a listener up there in the UK, says that he's off to All's Tomorrow Parties Festival at Butlins in Minehead tomorrow.
Excellent.
Which kind of amused me, because on the gig is Spiritualized, Devo, Killing Joke, The Pink Mountaintops, etc. And I'm just thinking Butlins has changed its style a little bit over the years, hasn't it?
Well, 10 years ago, or about 10 years ago or so, I was at that very same Minehead.
Are you sure it's 10?
It was around about 97, 98-ish.
Really?
Yeah. I was working. I wasn't working there. I used to work for a residential home for people with learning difficulties, and we took them all to Minehead Butlins, and I saw Bucks Fizz. And for a good couple of years, I was able to say the last band that I saw was Bucks Fizz. They did the thing
making
with the skirts and everything.
Yeah, but that was the thing, you know, those Butlins kind of events. You'd get Bucks Fizz and the Doolies, wouldn't you?
So who they got there this year?
They've got Devo and Killing Joke.
Wow.
Things have really moved on.
They've moved on a bit since Bucks Fizz. That's good. Good, yep. Got to move on.
A tweet from Gabrielle Leon, a.k.a. Spanky. She says, ready to have some serious fun tomorrow at the Indian summer party down at the sandbar tonight.
Yeah.
See, it's not much of an Indian summer,
ain't, is it?
That's kind of the only reason I mention it. It's going to be freezing there today. And a brilliant tweet last night, actually, from Lady Lani Lewis. I'm sure everybody knows her on the island. She says, Rhythm, my five-year-old son wrote off my Valiant yesterday. And it's like, everyone must know the big, huge green
Starsky and Hutch type car.
With 69 on the top. You know, it's got 69 on the top. I only spotted that yesterday. Her five-year-old son wrote it off. We asked loads of questions. We couldn't get in touch with her to find out exactly what happened. But yeah, we won't see that green monster riding around the streets of Waiheke anymore.
Presumably, he must have taken the handbrake off or something.
Or maybe he just went for a drive.
Who knows?
It is Lani's kid, after all.
Yeah, take these keys, nip down to shops and get me some fags.
Exactly, yeah. Speaking of Lani, I mentioned last week that she was a part of a movie that Giles... I keep calling
Miles,
him
Miles. It's Miles.
Miles Gilliatt had done Risk Taker Films. You can go and see that brilliant little homage to Deep Throat on YouTube. It uses Risk Taker Films, and you'll find that on there. And the last thing I want to mention on Tweet of the Week.
You like that, don't you?
I quite like that.
Because it rhymes and everything.
Yeah, I think that's really what it is. I had a rumour on Facebook this week that Little O, you know, the park down there, is now known in some circles as Milf Park.
Oh, I do. Yeah. I've started referring to it as Milf Park now.
So, there you go.
All right, I've got a bit of world news. We were mentioning earlier on that swine flu seems to have come and gone.
That was outrageous, isn't it? Last week you couldn't... I mean, you know, I just couldn't believe it. Last week, everyone was going to die.
Indeed.
everyone was dying, and I can't play this anymore, this little thing. Oh, where's it gone?
What's that?
It's easy to work, mate.
Yo.
I can't play that anymore.
Anyway.
I was really disappointed.
The organiser of the Glastonbury Festival, which, let's face it, is the best festival in the world.
Where's that?
In Somerset, in England.
In the UK, yeah.
In the UK. They may have to cancel should the virus reach a level of a pandemic, which, let's face it, doesn't look like it's going to happen. But a spokesman for the festival confirmed that emergency talks are being held to discuss the best way to manage the situation should the outbreak worsen ahead of the event in June. The festival also confirmed it was responding to concerns of ticket holders who had contacted them about the potential impact of the event should the virus spread. So, I mean, you know, over the last few years, it's always managed to rain like nobody's business at Glastonbury, and they usually give out free wellies and umbrellas for people as they arrive.
Well, they all look like a bunch of pigs, don't they?
Now imagine they'll be giving out face masks.
Well, yeah, I know. You know, so last week that geezer, the commuter guy with the face mask,
is probably feeling a bit silly.
You know, I think he should be wearing egg on his face today rather than this face mask.
Our old mate Amy Winehouse has been hospitalised in St Lucia, where living. This apparently it was nothing important, in as much as it wasn't like this big, huge drink and drugs binge. She just hasn't been drinking enough water. They told Amy that if you do drink three or four bottles of rum a day, you do
plenty of whiskey.
Yeah, you do need to drink water if you live in a hot country. Though known for her struggles with substance abuse, Winehouse's time in St Lucia has been relatively uneventful, apart from an incident in mid-February when she collapsed after allegedly drinking too much. The 25-year-old has spent much of 2009 on the Caribbean island, swimming, singing, playing with the local children, and even practicing.
I think she's doing a gig soon as well.
She is. She's going to perform her first gig of 2009 yesterday, in fact, at the St Lucia Jazz Festival.
She's going to be playing it yesterday. It's because we're so ahead of our game.
We are. In fact, it might actually be going on now.
That's true.
I've got more pop-related chat coming up later on. But what's next?
You.
One or two songs.
Oh, two would be nice.
Or, I'll just get this promo out of the way and then we'll get on with the music.
Who says you have to hate Mondays? Mixtape Radio, the perfect mix of tunes to make your Monday night a little less mixed up. Mixtape Radio, with me, your host, Marsha, Monday nights 8 till 10 here on Waiheke Radio, 88.3 and 107.4 FM.
Waiheke Radio, it's just like a proper radio station. It's got songs, DJs, and everything.
Simon and Al on The Breakfast Show. Oh, boys.
And actually, they're quite good fun.
There you go. That's the brand spanking new single from Saint Etienne.
Absolutely. It's all right, that. And I think they deserve a hit with that. That's from their current anthology album, which is called London Conversations. I think it must have been about their third best of, but I think this has got...
Yeah, that's a bit shocking, eh?
This has got everything on it. It's spread over three discs, I think.
Okay.
Ski Whiff and Nitty Gritty from a couple of years ago, the album Cruise Control.
There and very fine it was indeed. So I think at 9 o'clock, it's time to go over to our news desk.
Indeed.
Independence Network News. Police have detonated explosives at the Napier House where gunman Jan Molinaire is holed up.